This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them want pies and me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Scotiabank, Sun Oil Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like
you. You got it locked and loaded to the Friday, December 22nd edition of Talking Heads. 3 days away from Christmas. Remember the reason for the season, people. I see the hustle and bustle all around town. Remember, get your shopping in, do what you need to do, but just breathe. Enough to go around. Enough space for everybody. Just do what you got to do. For God's sake, if you ain't handicapped, don't take the handicap parking. That's all I can say. Now, I got something special lined up for you all today. Okay? Now, let me tell you. You know how to chime in. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. That's here in New Providence. Toll free in any one of the family islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Big up to Abaco, big up to Grand Bahama, who chime in each and every week, and all the other family islands who got me locked and loaded. Exum, I see you. Long Island, I see you. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. All right. We're going to take the break. Flip side of the break. Like I said, I got something special lined up for you. Normally on Friday, I leave it up for Zhivago to do his thing with the music. I see y'all was doing your Christmas carols today, and yeah, that's great. I love it. It put me so much in the mood. I made a call to my longtime Super Clubs family, DJ Johnny. I said, Johnny, work a thing for your brother. Classic rockers. Christmas. Reggae Christmas. And well, you know, much obliged. It's waiting for you on the flip side of the break, all right? So buckle up. I got something special for you. Y'all always been jinxing me to go into my other half and my past Radio Brilliance and fling some music, all right? Well, I can fling some tunes for you today. If you love reggae, if you love rockers, if you love Christmas carols, it's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Friday, December 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Let's go.
Towards the heights of the season, Scotiabank wanted to give the people a lift for mom, dad, and kids. Apply for a Scotiaplan loan and unwrap the perfect Christmas gift. Fix your home, buy new appliances, or go on vacation. Scotiabank is giving holiday cheer with an all-expense-paid weekend trip for two to Miami for 3 days and two nights. When you apply for a Scotiaplan loan from now until December 31st, enjoy low interest rates and no payments for up to 2 months. Unwrap the perfect Christmas with Scotiabank.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you, the essential one, the one bringing the chicken. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy festive big box loaded with 2 pieces of your favorite fried chicken, 4 pieces of our real nuggets of 100% white meat, fries, a biscuit, corn, a delectable strawberry parfait, and a medium soda. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
The Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m. Showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, $75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists.
You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Brought to you by the Nassau Cruise Board. It's not just a concert. It's a night to remember.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Twas the heights of the season. Scotiabank wanted to give the people a lift for mom, dad, and kids. Apply for a Scotiaplan loan and unwrap the perfect Christmas gift. Fix your home, buy new appliances, or go on vacation. Scotiabank is giving holiday cheer with an all-expense-paid weekend trip for two to Miami for 3 days and two nights. When you apply for a Scotiaplan loan from now until December 31st, enjoy low interest rates and no payments for up to 2 months. Unwrap the perfect Christmas with Scotiabank.
Holiday lattes at Dunkin' are wrapped in cheer. Our peppermint mocha latte features a blend of mocha and peppermint, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and a dusting of hot chocolate powder. The toasted white chocolate latte with notes of white chocolate is topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And the toffee nut latte combines the flavors of buttery toffee and toasted nut flavors, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Merry Christmas! Happy New Year, everybody, from Talking Heads, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. See you in the new year!
We're back at you, and we're getting ready to, you know, set it off like I told you, but I got to remind you, man, right now you need to get down to Shell Harrow Road, all right? They got a huge tailgate party going on between 3 and 6 p.m., all right? Come party with them and enjoy complimentary food, drinks, and entertainment, and don't forget, sport your favorite NFL team attire and fuel up for $20 to qualify for a chance to win Miami Dolphin tickets, and that's to the Dolphins-Bills game January 7th. You don't want to miss that, all right? You could also get BPL and travel vouchers all out there right now between 3 and 6 p.m. Shell Harrow Road doing big things. And like I said, win those Dolphin tickets. Go out there in your favorite, you know, gear. If you're a Dolphin, rep for your Dolphins. If you're a Cowboy, big game this weekend, rep your Cowboy gear. And whoever you pull for, if you're a 99er, rock that too. Get out there, wear your sport, wear your favorite team jersey. Get yourself hooked up for $20, all right? And you'll qualify and a chance to win those Miami Dolphin tickets. Join the first 50 customers wearing NFL team gear. And using the Focal Smart Pass, you're going to get a $20 fuel code to get fuel absolutely free. That's the first 50, all right? It's been going on from 3, and it's going on until 6. So you need to go on out and check it out. Now, you know we're talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour, but right now, let's go. DJ Johnny, give it to them, man. Let's go. Reggae Christmas time, like I promised you all. Buckle up. Here we go. All the classics you wanted to hear reggae style at the Lang Mess. Let's get it.
What we going to do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time.
DJ Johnny.
The music just turns me on.
Well, folks and young folks, happy Christmas. Dreadlocks and all that, and dread. Feels lots of calling each other. Let's
Not even give 1 cent to buy a little toy. They dance and rock it to the ice balls. We rub it and scrub it to the ice balls. We rub it and dub it to the Christmas. Pan a broke pocket this year. Everybody gonna jump in pan a shouting. Everybody gonna jump in and a shouting. Everybody gonna jump in and a shouting. And Ben Johnson dear, we wish you a Irie Christmas. We wish you a Irie Christmas. We wish you a Irie Christmas. And a dance again.
In a constant spring, she never knew Papa Tony could a sing in a the Christmas style. All I want for Christmas is some money, some money, right? Some money. All I want for Christmas is some money. We carry out the big fat thing.
Christmas. Oh, here in New Year's, I just say Christmas on a broke pocket day. We wish you a Irie Christmas. We wish you a Irie Christmas. We wish you a Irie Christmas. And a dance a New Year. Great tidings, Natty Jane, bring you. Great tidings, Natty Jane, bring you. Great tidings, Natty Jane, bring you. And a dance a New Year. This can rock
rocking to the rhythm. We rock and me rock at the rhythm. We scrub and me rub and me the wise. And a happy dancer. We bring you a Irish Christmas. We bring you a Irish Christmas. We bring you a Irish Christmas. And a dancer New Year. You love up, you rub up on a Christmas. You rub up, you scrub up on a Christmas. You rub up and you dub up on a Christmas. And a dancer New Year. We wish you merry, 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 merry Christmas. On a broke pocket day. Not even 1 cent to buy a little toy. We dance and rock it to the ice mounts. We rub it and scrub it to the ice mounts. We rub it and dub it to the Christmas. On a broke pocket this year. Everybody gonna jump in and a shoutin'. Everybody gonna jump in and a shoutin'. Everybody gonna jump in and a shoutin'. And Ben Johnson dear. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a dance I do. Everybody in the dance I'll sing. Everybody in the dance I'll rockin'. Everybody is skanking and a rockin'. And a broke pocket dear. We rub up and a scrub up and a skanking. We skank and a rocking and a moving. We move and a rocking and a dub wise. And a happy new year.
And a happy new year. We wish you a merry
Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a lots of good cheer.
I saw Santa Claus coming down the chimney. He did not bring no toys for me. He say I was not a little baby. Bang bang ding 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 ding.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Christmas comes but once a year. Let's get together and have good cheer. It is Christmas time, so let us have a nice time.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's Christmas time, we must reason. Together, for it's the season. Come on, little ones, let's get together. It's Christmas time again.
A Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Lord, now I wish you a Merry Christmas. You better dedicate it to you from us, Tyler. Peace and goodwill to all mankind. And I hope that you're feeling well, fine. Second, a friend of yours is a good friend of mine.
We
get to
give a Merry Christmas.
Good time. Good friend is just like a vintage wine.
Greetings. This is Freddie McGregor here, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, good people. This is Peter Brooks, wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And to all you lovely people out there, this is Don Carlos along with Glennis, wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, this is Dr. Dredd. I hope everyone out there has a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is JC Lodge. And I want to wish you all the merriest Christmas ever. But don't overdo it now.
Hi, I'm Kiko Mouse. And I'm 6 feet 6 tall above your Christmas tree. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, trasero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, trasero año y felicidad. Felicidad,
spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse sleigh tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. You better watch out, you better not. You better be good, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out if he's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He knows when you were sleeping. He knows when you were away. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry. You better be good, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. Singing a song as he go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the middle we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. You can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. We face unafraid the dreams that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Silver bells. Silver bells.
All right, right about now, man. I hope you enjoyed it, man, man. Big up to my good brethren, DJ Johnny, doing it to you, man. Straight out of yard, holding it down for us today. And I just want to wish you and each and everyone out there, all my listeners, all my sponsors, all my family, all my friends, them, Mr. Producer, all my co-workers, the very best this holiday season. A very Merry Christmas. A very prosperous and happy new year. I'm sure we'll talk before the new year, but as we go into the weekend, you know, I just want you to have a very, very Merry Christmas. We're going to take a quick break, flip side of the break. We got the news coming at you. Then we'll be in the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll be talking sports. You Dolphin fans, Cowboy fans, this is your last chance to get it in for the Cowboys beat up on them stinkfish. We're talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour, all right? Keep it right where you got it.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Trastero Año y Felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
This holiday season, come into John's for all your footwear and fashion needs, where we have women, men, and children covered for work, church, play, or the party in your life. Jewelry, handbags, and of course, gift cards in any amount make a great gift for friends and family. And there is our small appliance section. Need a new outfit for the season? Check out our John's fast fashion clothing stores. Our John's Carewear store is the perfect gift shop for a nurse or anyone in healthcare. Come in store or shop online at johnshoes.com for same-day delivery or free next-day delivery. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, Bahamas, from John's Shoes.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you as the essential one, the one bringing the chicken. Enjoy a KFC festive bucket packed with 8 pieces of golden fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half-gallon Pepsi in a free reusable beverage bag. Available for a limited time, the reusable drink bags are perfect for your future festive feasts. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
Cash Cashmas time, here we go. Mercy's doing it big this year. Cashmas time with extra chair. 12 days of merry winnings from your friends at Island Bay. Friends we trust, hey, we know. Cashmas time, here we go. Prizes and lots of dough. This Christmas, come catch a lick with 20 on your account, quick, quick, quick. And you can win some awesome stuff at Percy's Island Bay.
Jingle all the way around the world with Shell this Christmas. Win $30,000 in prizes when you spend $20 in fuel at any Shell location now through January 5th. Enter now to win 2 round-trip tickets to the Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills game, or see the world with a $5,000 travel voucher. Weekly winners will be selected to win thousands of dollars in free fuel, grocery, and many more fabulous prizes. Fuel up and get your receipt for a chance to win with Shell now through January 5th, 2024.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nazi is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Scotiabank, Sun Oil Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Friday, December 22nd edition of Talking Heads. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5.08 p.m. is the time. And, of course, you know we're talking sports right now. Purdy should be chiming in at any moment. So keep an ear out for Purdy, Mr. Producer. You know how the Pearl go this Friday. He had a big one yesterday, so you know. So keep an eye out for Perlissimo. He'll be zooming in short order. I know he'll be probably talked over by the air fryer. But we'll wait for Pearly to zoom in, so keep an eye out for him. While we wait on Pearly, I'll hit you up with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's get that out of the way. Got to big up Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, happy hour tonight at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7. Perfect way to bring in the Christmas. That's what I'm talking about. Be sure to check them out over the holidays as well, too. You know, they always got it going on for you. Give them a call, see what's happening all holiday weekend long. 377-7776. And don't forget, like I say, happy hour, 5 to 7 p.m. Great highballs, great food specials. You definitely want to check it out. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Wow, on this day in sports history, a lot happened. 1877, the American Bicycling Journal went on sale for the first time. 1894, caller, I see you, just hold tight, we'll be right with you. 1894, the United States Golf Association, USGA, was formed in New York City. 1920, Joe Lynch beat Peter Herman in the first blow-by-blow radio cast of a boxing match. 1943, sporting goods manufacturers received permission to use synthetic rubber for the core of baseballs. 1962, Vince Lombardi, coach of the Green Bay Packers, was on the cover of Time magazine. Also in 1962, the 1,000,000th NBA point was scored. Yep. 1974, Phil Esposito of the Boston Bruins scored his 500th goal as a Bruin. 1983, the New York Islanders scored 3 shorthanded goals against the Washington Capitals. 1986, Joe Paterno was named Sportsman of the Year by Sports Illustrated magazine. It was the only second time a coach had won the award. 1993, the Dallas Mavericks lost their 20th consecutive game in a 20-game losing streak. 1996, Cordell Stewart of the Pittsburgh Steelers ran 80 yards for a touchdown against Carolina. It was the longest scoring run by a quarterback in NFL history. 1996, Vinny Testaverde of the Baltimore Ravens became the 8th quarterback in NFL history to pass for 4,000 yards and throw at least 30 touchdown passes in a single season. 1996, Karl Malone of the Utah Jazz became the 11th player to get 20,000 career points and 10,000 career rebounds. 1996, Brett Hull became the 24th player in NHL history to score 500 goals. Brett and his father, Bobby, became the first father and son combination to score 500 goals apiece. 1998, the American Basketball League, ABL, announced that it was suspending operations and filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Sports quote of the day, if you can't believe it, the mind can achieve it. Ronnie Lott. Ronnie Lott's mind believed a lot, and he achieved a lot as well, too. Let's go to the phone line. We got Pearlie in yet? Pearlissimo, what's going on? We'll wait for him to chime in. He's buffering. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
The person can't call you on.
Hello? All right, I guess they got a wrong number. Pearlie, I don't know who that was. I don't know okay. when that was. I think they asked for the wrong number this whole time.
So what's up?
Oh, boy. But not a whole lot. I'll tell you what's up, though, Pearlie. They got a big tailgate party going on Howard Road right now. Shell doing big things. All right, from 3 to 6, you got a couple more minutes to get on down there. You know, support your favorite NFL team attire and fuel up for $20, and you qualify for a chance to win Miami Dolphin tickets, and that's to the Dolphins-Bills game January 7th. All right, and join the first 50 customers wearing NFL team gear and using the Focal Smart Pass to get a free $20 fuel code to fuel up for $20 on them. All right? Big things popping, Shell Harrell Road, right up until 6 p.m. Be sure to go on down and check that out. Now, Pearlie, go ahead. We got today in Sports History of Debate. Before we get to the NFL, go ahead, get it in. Go ahead, Daddy Warbucks.
Yatamoto.
You soon be sipping sake and talking Japanese.
I'm ready. I already bought a book. I'm taking up lessons.
And you can change your catchphrase from any gals to any geisha gals. You see how I got you already timed up?
We just can keep any gals. We can't add too much stuff to that.
All right. Boy, I tell you, boy, y'all got the land of the rising sun in your pitching rotation, I tell you.
Yeah, but what a lot of people don't understand is that they think that $1 billion we spent.
$1.6 billion to be exact.
Yeah, but what happens is that over the year, it's not as much money in the year as you think it is. Okay? Because first of all, we freed up a lot of money. Then we lost.
Don't lie. When that figure dropped, you walk around that about 7 different times from 7 different angles figuring how this could work out, right? You was going to figure out a made way it could work, right?
Naughty, you know I was dancing the jig last night, right? you saw when I sent you the note, right?
I know. The jig.
I had chipping ham for myself last
My
night.
My question was it in boxes and a wife beater, or did you leave on, you know, your attire, or did you get funky? Did you get that guy on them?
No, I just had on some shorts and a dolphin shirt. I was good. I didn't have my Dodger shirt on. I had my dolphin shirt. I'm ready to yuck it off and put my Dodger shirt on. But I'm going to get the Yatamoto shirt, jersey.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I can't knock you, man. I can't knock you. Listen, Roberts can't really mess this up, okay? I don't think even he can mess this up.
No, but what's the beauty of baseball is? You'll see a team like the Dodgers be a great team like that, and when small town team eliminate them in the playoffs, that can happen. That's the beauty of baseball.
That is very true.
But I'm not worried about it.
Very annoying, but true.
But I told the people yesterday, I want a Yankee-Dodger World Series so you and I could go to the game together and I could just rub it in.
Yeah, man. Because after the Cowboys beat the Dolphins this weekend, you can have a revenge game, so that's cool.
Donnie, you're not supposed to take JD before you come on the show. You're not supposed to drink JD before
listen.
That's what could be JD talking about.
I'm one of many that share that same sentiment. In fact, we got something to play in a little bit. But listen, you sitting there bragging, but you all snuck Glasnow in there too.
Yes, we got, all right. So, you know, Yatamoto will lead off, will be the number one. Bueller, number two. Glasgow, number three. Bobby Miller, number four, and Sheehan, number five. And if Kershaw comes, Kershaw probably won't be able to come back until July, but Kershaw would be like the veteran leadership to bring the glue to bring everything together.
And who you got closing for you?
Now, that's another story. We had a closer last year, Phillips, but don't be surprised if Hader ends up in L.A.
If not Hader, I hear another name from the Texas Rangers, Rolandis Chapman.
Chapman. Chapman is being talked to. Chapman is not as effective as he used to be.
But he's with that there, he ain't got to do too much work after any of them three pitch.
Yeah. Give me six innings, and I got my middle reliever. I'm taking Brazier back. We're bringing Brazier back.
Man, look here.
So just give me my six innings, and let me go ninth inning and shut the door.
Wow. Pearly, you're loaded, though. I ain't going to lie, you're loaded. My God. And y'all didn't lose anything from the offense at all, either?
We didn't lose anything. I mean, we're still looking at a left fielder. So don't be surprised if Tommy Pham beats a dear Dodger next year.
Wow, y'all just being obscene with it now, right?
No, we're not being obscene. Listen, the Dodgers have done this. They've planned this for a couple of years. We dump salaries to free up some money, and we're not going to be as high in expense this year as you think we are.
I don't know, boy. I have no idea where this is going to go, Pearly. I mean,
It's going to go to a World Series in Los Angeles. That's where it's going
to
go.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. I think this is Sparky on the phone. Let's see what the Sparkmeister got to say. Sparky, what's going on? Happy holidays, my brother.
I think it's about time now, yeah. Learn a little manners for your older people.
Me?
Yes.
What I do
learn
now?
Learn a little manners now. We're in the sports time now, right?
Right.
Okay. Let me tell you something. I'm not only Sparky, I'm the bucket bone master and the ratchet jaw king.
Yes, sir, the brown bottle consumer.
Oh, man, you heard about that? Somebody told you a secret, eh?
I seen it in person. Anyway, go ahead, Sparky.
welcome, Naughty. I hope your family is doing well. Pearly, Naughty, let me tell you. Pearly, sneak up on me and Kelly Saturday. Touch me on the back, say, who, you know who I am? I said, no. I spoiled it. I said, oh, hey, buddy.
Chippin' and Pearly snuck up on you.
I was born in Chippin' and in Native Port, 1951. On Dunmore Avenue.
Sparky, you born in Chippin' and
I say I born at the corner of Infant Roof Road and Chippin' and Dunmore Avenue.
Pearly, that's another legend. That's another legend from Chippin' and
the tall green building the Iron Lift.
Look here. I just sent out a video the other day. The woman come down at 11 o'clock one Sunday morning, take me on a drive, and did a video of me and my history from 4 years old when I born in Chippin' and
Okay.
So, Sparky boy, look here. You got a new line of credit, buddy. You from the Hams? You want us?
Well, you know, I know Ham now.
Back in the day, only the light-skinned people lived in Chippin' and Ham, you know, so...
Yeah, that Sparky, day, Sparky guilty as shot. Right,
yeah. Hey, Naughty.
Yes, sir.
They also got one voice note going up with Doyle Burris talking the history of the Valley Boys.
Okay.
And I told them, they didn't believe me, that I met up with the Valley Boys on the first time in 1958 at the Banner Boy.
And you're going to be sponsoring them, correct?
And guess what? But Doyle Burris told it in his doggone thing that he didn't come in the Valley Boys till after 1958, because he was rushing with a group from the pond called East Bay with Spurgeon Smith. He was committed to stay with Spurgeon Smith, and then he came over to the Valley Boys after 1958. I was there originally in 1958.
Well, Pearly and I are the newest member of the Sting, by the way. We want to share that with you, too. We're the newest
member
of the
Sting. Yeah, but y'all can sing something, but, you know, Sting came out of the pig.
Yeah, that's fine, too. After what
I want to just say to you, you and Pearly and your families, to everybody, happy Yuletide season. I don't celebrate it like y'all celebrate it, because I don't worship Jesus, I worship God. Get where I'm coming from.
Yes.
Jesus kneeled down and prayed to God.
Yes.
God is the original of all things.
Yes.
God never died on a cross. God never been in no wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, walking around in clothes on slippers. When they first heard about Jesus, he was in the temple 12 years old, and the leader said, what manner of child is this? Then Jesus was missing from 12 years old till 30 years old when he came back. Anybody can figure out where Jesus was for 18 years? None of y'all know.
You know?
When Jesus came out of the wilderness, he went to look for his cousin, John the Baptist, to be baptized in the Sea of Galilee. And then Jesus started his own government political party, and he grabbed 12 fellows. And then Jesus went up against the high priest and seized them. They had to get rid of him because he was becoming too popular.
So you kind of comparing him to Cecil and Salinity?
No. But I'm saying
this version is in the Lost Testament, the Lost Book of.
If you think about the history and follow it carefully, remember the Garden of Gethsemane the night before Jesus was crucified. Then he told Judas, "You go because you are going to betray me." That left out of the 12, that left 11. Then they went in the Garden of Gethsemane that night. Jesus said, "All of y'all will fall asleep tonight." Peter and all of them say, "No, Master, we just stay with you all night." They fell asleep. Then they fell asleep. Jesus went by the sycamore tree, and he prayed to who?
God.
God.
So Jesus is not God then. If Jesus was not praying to himself, he was praying to God, right?
One thing I don't do is Jesus cannot be God
if he was praying to God.
Okay, Sparky, but we was talking sports. Now we full-blown religion.
Hold on. Now I can get the sports thing on. Isn't sports what you call an event where people try to win, right?
Listen, I'll tell you. Listen, Sparky.
Hold on, naughty. Listen to me. Sports is where you try to win.
Uh-huh.
I can give you another sport. Why don't you get a sport with the best talk show host and we find out who's the best talk show and who win out that one competition?
Because I want to hurt nobody's feelings by reminding them and proving it all at the same time that I'm number one. And then when I'm not here, Pearly is a close number one.
Well, I don't want
to. So who do you think is the best?
Like
who do you think is the best chronic caller that is called a talk show? Who do you think
Sparky,
is number one?
Sparky.
Anton. No, I ain't joking. Sparky.
No. Hey, Antoine is a political pundit. I am the bucket mouth master and the ratchet jockey.
And the brown bottle consumer. And Sparky, we want you to have a great holiday season with you and your family as well, too, brother.
And if you're going to see the picture of me on my porch right now, I got one big 40-ounce coconut rum, 2 strong back, and 3 Guinness.
Are you coming?
Anyway, have a good Christmas, Sparky. I knew it was gonna be interesting with you, man. Enjoy it to the fullest, man. And I would pray to Jesus and God for you. All right. I would pray to Jesus that my prayer to God for you gets to the express lane, right to Him. Pearly.
What happened?
Dexter just chanted in, "Sparky, please. No one knew you all those years before radio. Stop talking fool." Oh, Lord. Here it starts. Listen. This the season to be jolly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Dodgers got every free agent. See how talented I am, Pearly? My God, I'm talented. Did you hear that just now? I'm a Yankee fan. You know? They all done bought everybody.
So what's up?
Text, I believe Sparky was round in them days. So I believe he went from giving a first-hand account. Inspired by Guinness, though. Yeah. Anyway, Mr. Producer, check this, please. Let's see what this is on the phone lines.
You got a call up?
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
I'm right here. This is the Prophet.
Prophet. What's happening?
All is well. I want you to be truthful now. Monday night is the San Francisco.
Listen. Right? Let's get something, Prophet. Let me quote Tony Montana, okay? I always tell the truth, my friend, even when I lie, okay? Okay.
All right. Who is your pick on Monday night? San Francisco and Buffalo.
All right, you trying to let the cat out the bag. I would like to respectfully tell you, hang on, because I got the picks coming up. Me and Pearly going to do the picks. But
where Pearly is?
Pearly right here, man.
Pearly, stay this evening.
Are you right here?
Pearly, who is your pick?
All right, I tell you what, Prophet.
Stay tuned and listen.
I got something lined up for you.
You have your pick.
Mr. Producer, you got that first clip ready? You got the first strip ready? All right. Guess what, Prophet?
Cowboys.
Listen, Prophet. I want you to listen to our good friend Colin Cowherd. He got 5 big picks coming up for this weekend. As soon as you listen to that, Brady and I get into our picks, okay?
All right, sir.
But I want to get the cut out of the bag yet. That's the big Monday night game. That's the last game we got to pick.
Okay, sir.
All right, and you have a good Christmas now.
I will continue to listen, and you and all your friends and your family, and this weekend, there should be no need for crime. We have enough football.
Exactly.
We have enough junkanoo, because the Valley Boys will take the 2, and we see no need for no one to be upset.
I wish you on that. I totally agree.
Okay.
Be safe, my brother. Enjoy it to the fullest. All right, let's get into that clip, Pearly. Colin Cowherd got 5 big games he picked this week. All right? And buckle up for this. And as soon as we finish here from Cowherd, then you and I will get into our picks, all right? Because we got a good final 15 today. Rich Eisen, boy. Rich Eisen tapped into your cranium. You and Rich are sipping the same Kool-Aid from the same amount of time. Both of you said it about 3-4 weeks ago. Watch out for the Los Angeles Rams.
Yep. I told you that.
That's a scary team right there, brother. And McVay know how to coach him. McVay don't give a darn about the record. Once he needs to do and get where he needs to be, he knows how to make it happen. So we'll look at that and some other things with Rich Eisen got to say on the final 15 taking us home. But right now, we got Colin Cowherd lined up right now. And you know Colin got 5 big, bold predictions for the weekend. As a matter of fact, the Blazing 5 with Colin Cowherd is coming up, and it includes the Ravens 49ers, Cowboys Dolphins, couple other games too. So, Prophet, listen up. Here we go. Here's what Colin Cowherd likes this weekend.
All right, here we go, Blazing 5.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Colin's Blazing 5. Seahawks and Titans.
I'm going to take the Titans +3. Seattle on a short week, an emotional game. They're overvalued because they were outplayed. Let's be honest about it. They've lost 5 straight road games. Their last road win for the Seahawks came against the Giants. October 2nd. They've scored more than 20 points in one of their last 5 games. That game last week was fun, but I'm talking about a Titans defense that shut down Miami. Ryan Tannehill or Will Levis may play. The number one red zone defense in the league is Tennessee. They make you kick field goals. Seattle on a short week. Defensive coach could be a backup quarterback. This is one of my faves. Titans win it. I'll take the points. Mike Vrabel's a great underdog coach. 27-24 Tennessee.
Cardinals and Bears.
You know, I like the Bears initially. I'm going to take Arizona +4.5. As J-Mac talked about yesterday, the numbers are interesting. The Cardinals this season, once they got Kyler Murray, all the offensive numbers, yards per play, yards per game, everything's ticking up substantially. This is now a top 5 red zone offense with Kyler Murray. The Bears have the worst red zone defense in the league. And 3 times this year, this is like NFL history. The Bears have led by 10 or more in the 4th and collapsed. So even when the Bears outplay you, they can't hold on to it. I'm not giving up 4.5 to a very dynamic offense against the Bears defense that collapses late. I'm going to take the upset. Cardinals win. Maybe get outplayed, but cover and win late, 20-23.
Cowboys and Dolphins.
Dallas +1.5. I like Dallas. They're 9-5 against the spread. They're going to reinforce their physicality. Miami's O-line is weak. Dallas pass rush is excellent. The Cowboys, following a loss this year, have been sensational. 35-12 is their average win after a loss. Their O-line's number 3, according to PFF. They should control the line of scrimmage. And let's be honest, the Miami Dolphins have lost 7 straight games to teams with winning records. Show me the money. Beat somebody that's good. Dallas is ticked off. Defensive line. If Tyron Smith plays, Bradley Chubb's not getting pressure on Dak. 31-27. I think Dallas will establish itself. Miami scores garbage touchdowns late. Take the Cowboys to win the game.
Jaguars and Buccaneers.
I'm going to take the Bucs and Baker -3. C.J. Beathard probably starts. Now, Jacksonville's reeling with Trevor Lawrence. They're a bit of a mess right now. But here's the thing. The story of this game is they're an emotional team because their quarterback's an emotional player. But Baker's last three games, he's on fire. 8 TDs, 1 pick, passer rating of 108. They do not turn the ball over. Baker can be hot and cold, but they're bottom five in the league in giving the ball away. They're also 7-1 at home as a favorite. This is a team that's a bit of a front runner. All right, they're a bit of a front runner. Baker is a player, has always been better with a lead and feeling himself, but they are feeling themselves, and I think Tampa covers the spread. I'll take them to win 28-20.
Ravens at 49ers.
Niners are going to win, but I'm taking the points at 5.5. Harbaugh is a great underdog coach. Lamar is unbeatable against the NFC, and the Niners are banged up. Listen, right now Baltimore's got 6 wins against teams with winning records. They're really good in this spot, especially when you doubt them. Their defense this year is first or second in virtually everything. Yeah, the Niners are 13-1 their last 14 home games, but they've got cluster injuries on the defensive front. That is the area you do not want cluster injuries against the Baltimore. My guess is San Francisco is going to win the Super Bowl. This is a weird week. Baltimore feels completely disrespected. The Niners are beloved by everybody, especially J-Mac. Niners win, but that's just too many points to give John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, the best defense in the league, in a big prove-it-yourself game. Take the points, 28-24, San Francisco wins. Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get...
All right, there you go, Pearly. That was some interesting tidbits there from Colin Cowherd, my brother. We got Pearly back. He's buffering. We got to get to the picks because, you know, we got to wrap this up in the next 8 minutes. Some interesting...
Anyway, I'll make my comment. Let me do the picks.
You'll do your comments when you do the picks?
Yeah, on the Dallas-Miami game.
Yeah. I expect you to throw some shade. Nah, it's all good.
No. It'll be realistic.
All right, but guess what? I think we got Statboy chiming in, Pearly, because, you know, I think he wants to chime in about his Baltimore Ravens taking on them 49ers on Monday night. So we got Statboy chiming in. Sancho, what's good?
What's up? How y'all doing?
But you see, you hear sound all rusty and old now, Pearly.
Yeah, I hear this B-boy got plenty bass in that voice.
But he sound like your boy from the Temptations back in the day.
Yeah.
Blue. Anyway, Statboy, I want you to do the picks with me, man. You know, you've been doing well all year long, and we got a lot of NFL to cover.
Turn the tail off now, but we need to have a good week this week and get back on track. I have like 130-something, right? 80-something wrong.
I think you're like 138 and 86. I'm 139 and 85. You get there, Junior. You get there. All right, Saturday games, fellas. First one is at 4:30. You got a big, and we're going to make it quick because we got to get to the break in about 8 minutes because we got a great Final 15 today with Rich Eisen. Bengals and Steelers, big AFC North matchup. Bengals by 3 on the road against Pittsburgh. I like the Bengals to win this game.
I'll take the Bengals and the points. I think the Bengals, I think I like what Browning is. That's the name, Browning?
Yeah, Browning's playing well.
I like what he's doing. I like the Bengals. He's just managing it well. Steelers done. Steelers need a new head coach next year. They're done. I got the Bengals and I've given them the points.
Agreed. I'll take the Bengals and the points too. I'll take them to win 24-20 on the road.
All Browning right.
To the win.
Next game, 8 p.m. game. The as Chris Berman would say, the Buffalo Bills have circled the wagons. The Bills on the road against the L.A. Chargers. I like the Bills to get it done. They're a 12.5-point favorite right now. I like them in the money line. I like them to win. I don't know about the 12.5.
I'll take the Bills for the win, but I'll take the Chargers and the points.
I'll take the Bills and the 12.5. I think they're going to win big. I think the Bills win that game.
There you go. Varying perspectives right there. All right. On to Sunday we go. Cleveland Browns and the Houston Texans on the road against the Texans. I like the Browns to win that one. Joe Flacco. Everybody's wacko for Flacco.
And too much defense. I like the Browns.
Is CJ Stroud back?
No, he's still in concussion protocol. He's out. He's going to miss his second game. Yeah.
Dude, I was going to pick the Texans. Now I don't know. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to take the Texans to win. They just won last week against the Titans. I'll be the lone wolf.
Lone pot cake. All right. Stadler's the lone pot cake on that one. Detroit Lions and Minnesota Vikings. I like this to go over to 47 points. I think some points will go up in this one. But I like Detroit to get it done. It's going to be a tough matchup, but I like them to get it done. I like them to cover the 3 points as well.
I like them to cover the 3 points, but I think Minnesota just can't move the ball. I think defenses can prevail. I think I'll take the under.
I'm going to take, what's the over-under spread? What is it?
47.
47 and a half.
No, okay, no, I'm sorry. What's the point? Like 3.5, 2.5?
Minus three. Straight minus three.
Minus 3.4. The Lions, yeah, they'll cover that. And the spread, I think, will go over that, too. I'll take the Lions 26-17.
There you go. All right. We got the Green Bay Packers and the Carolina Panthers. Packers are a 4-point favorite on the road. I can't trust the Packers. I really can't trust them, but I like them to get it done this week against the Panthers.
The Panthers are lousy, so.
Yeah, I'll take the Packers in the money line, but that 4 points, I don't trust. They could end up winning that game by 1 or 2 points. They play to the level of that competition.
Yeah, they play down competition a lot. I'll take the Packers in the 4, though, because it's the Panthers, but they are untrustworthy.
All right, we got the Indianapolis.
I'll take the Packers in the point. I'll take the Packers and the 4, and I'll do the under.
I don't know about that. If the Packers win by 4, that over might be in jeopardy because they might put up some points themselves. But we'll see. A lot of defense there too, Purdy. You might be right with that. Indianapolis Colts +2.5 on the road against the Atlanta Falcons. The return of Jonathan Taylor to the backfield with the Indianapolis Colts, who won 2 straight games. Got an eye on a division title possibly with Jaguars faltering. I like the Indianapolis Colts. Give me them in the 2.5. Give me the 2 and the hook in this one. And the Colts on the road. I love it.
I like the Falcons. For some reason, they're struggling.
That is a bipolar football team, man. They are bipolar.
I think we're going to see the good side of them this weekend at home. I'm going to take the Falcons, and I'm going to give them the points.
All right. Who you got in that one, Scott Boy?
The Falcons are a team, you know, I know they might screw me this week. Every time I pick them, they lose. Every time I don't pick them, they win. I'm taking Indianapolis to win by 8, 24-16. They're too good right now. Titans called an offense too good. Minshew is playing out of his mind. He's playing great football for them, but this might be a game where, you know, the Falcons just screw me again. But I'm going to take Indianapolis, though.
You like father, like son. I can't stand them Falcons for the same reason. Every time I pick them to win, they lose.
They're going to screw both of you on.
Seattle Seahawks and the Tennessee Titans, man. I like the Seahawks to keep their playoff chances alive. I like them to get it done on the road against Tennessee. That seems to be a team that's tanking.
And I don't want the Titans to think, because they come back on Miami, that they're a team to reckon with. They're finished. Seahawks all over them.
Yeah. Seahawks by a touchdown, 24-17.
Oh, do we have to pick this one? The Washington Commanders against the New York Jets.
Garbage. Mm.
Give me Commanders in the 3 points. I'm going to roll the dice. 3 points for the Commanders.
Washington.
No, I think the Jets defense, Commanders just crappy offense. I think the Jets defense is good enough to hold them down. I would go with the Jets, and I would take I don't see them scoring more than the 37.5 points. I'll take the Jets, and I'll also give Jets the points.
All right, we got to make these last set quick so we can get to the break. All right, we got the Jags on the road against the Buccaneers. Baker mania continues. I like the Buccaneers to win.
Cowboys have lost 3 straight. We just killed them last week on Sunday Night Football. This is a get-right game for them. They're going to win this on the
No board. Trevor Lawrence. Mm.
No Trevor?
No Trevor.
He's out. Shoot, could I change my pick?
Yeah, you can go with the Buccaneers. I'll give it to you.
Now. I didn't know he was out.
Yeah.
Actually, he's still questionable.
Nah, and the last
if
I heard today.
I'll say this. If he's in, they win. If he's out, they lose.
All right, I'm leaning toward him being a no-play again this week. He could be out this week. The Arizona Cardinals and Chicago Bears. This should be an entertaining game. I don't know who to take. I like the Bears at home. I think the weather's going to be the undoing of the Cardinals in this one.
Bears at home.
All right, my Dallas Cowboys on the road against the Miami Dolphins. Purdy, what you got for me, Purdy?
I listened to what Cowherd said, and everything he said is correct. You know, Dallas is awesome after a loss. Everything he said is correct, but what he did not say was Dallas plays a lot of man defense, and Miami shreds man defense. Dallas is not good at the motion, and Miami is the best team at motion. I think Miami takes it, and I'll take Miami and the points on this one.
What you got for me, Stat Boy?
I'm going to take Dallas by a field goal just because they're coming off of a loss. This is going to be an entertaining game, very good game. Dallas, they have to get right. You know, that loss to Buffalo, they want to, you know, wash that nasty taste out of their mouth. This isn't going to be an easy game by any imagination. They have to come in. They have to earn it. They have to win. I think the Cowboys can get it done, but you can't take the Dolphins for light. And it's in Hard Rock. It's not going to be easy.
All right.
The man defense they play.
So who you got? Cowboys in the field goal?
Yeah, 30-27.
All right, good.
Okay, Stat. Stat Boy.
Everything.
No problem.
Everything McCollin Cowherd said, ditto. Cowboys 31, Dolphins 27. That's how I see it. All right? Now we got the New England Patriots and the Denver Broncos. Broncos by 7 in this one. I like them to win. I don't know if they get it by 7.
I like Broncos on the points.
All right.
Yeah.
Raiders against the Chiefs. Raiders are a 10-point underdog. I like the Chiefs to win, but I don't know if they cover the 10.
I agree.
Yeah.
So I would take the Chiefs on the money line and play it safe.
Yeah.
All right, the last two. We got the New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. I like the Eagles to win this one, but in 2 weeks, they lose in New York to the Giants. You heard it here from me first. But I think they get right at home against the Giants.
I picked them on the Giants, and I think they're gonna send a strong message and annihilate the Giants this week.
All right, Pearly, what you got?
And a strong message by a field goal, they'll win.
All right, so we got the Eagles in that one. All right, Pearly, who you like Monday night, the 49ers or the Ravens?
I'll be honest with you. I think the 49ers is probably the best team in the NFC. I think if there's one team that you say has a better than outside chance of making it to the Super Bowl, it's the 49ers. I think the Ravens are a good team, but I still think they're fool's gold, and I'm going with the 49ers.
Fool's gold.
All right, what you got, Stop Boy? And make it quick, because we got to get
it. You know I'm picking the Ravens. 36-33 overtime. Classic. We win it.
One thing about Lamar Jackson from his college days, he hates being an underdog. He hates being an underdog in the Heisman Trophy. He hates being an underdog Monday night. I think we're going to see some out-of-world performance. Vic, some throwback running and throwing. The 49ers are injured. All right, they got some issues up front where Lamar Jackson could thrive. I think it's going to be a tight game, taking nothing away from an excellent 49er team. I like it, 34-31, Baltimore in the upset on Monday night. Give me the Ravens and the 5.5.
All right.
And with that being said, be right on time. Stat Boy, I love you. I know I'll see you for Christmas. Pearly, we love you as a family. You know you're part of our family. So we wish you the very best and Merry Christmas and the happiest New Year.
Happy New Year.
And may your family pamper the ish out of you, all your progenies.
Yes. And Merry Christmas to you and your family, Stat Boy. Merry Christmas, Pearly. Everybody, Merry Christmas. To all our listeners, all the callers, all the texters, thank you for making this a great year. Happy Merry Christmas, and we'll wish you Happy New Year next year. One word I want to say, Naughty, before we go. Yatamoto.
I got a couple words to tell you before we go. How about them Cowboys? We'll see you after Christmas, Mr. Producer. You and your family, all the best as well, my brother.
Yes, Mr. Producer. Merry Christmas.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
This holiday season, come into John's for all your footwear and fashion needs, where we have women, men, and children covered for work, church, play, or the party in your life. Jewelry, handbags, and of course, gift cards in any amount make a great gift for friends and family. And there is our small appliance section. Need a new outfit for the season? Check out our John's fast fashion clothing stores. Our John's Carewear store is the perfect gift shop for a nurse or anyone in healthcare. Come in store or shop online at johnshoes.com for same day delivery or free next day delivery. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, Bahamas, from John's Shoes.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Jingle all the way around the world with Shell this Christmas. Win $30,000 in prizes when you spend $20 in fuel at any Shell location now through January 5th. Enter now to win 2 round-trip tickets to the Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills game, or see the world with a $5,000 travel voucher. Weekly winners will be selected to win thousands of dollars in free fuel, grocery, and many more fabulous prizes. Fuel up and get your receipt for a chance to win with Shell now through January 5th, 2024.
Holiday lattes at Dunkin' are wrapped in cheer.
Our peppermint mocha latte features a blend of mocha and peppermint, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and a dusting of hot chocolate. This white chocolate latte with notes of white chocolate is topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And the toffee nut latte combines the flavors of buttery toffee and toasted nut flavors, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everybody, from Talking Heads, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. See you in the new year.
On March 24th, 2023.
Oh.
Why are we doing that?
I don't know.
You should know, Chris.
I'm asking you.
It was on that day, you, as a Rams season ticket holder,
yes,
received a letter from the chief operating officer of the Los Angeles Rams, Kevin Demoff.
Kevin Demoff.
Who I must tell everyone straight up is a good friend of mine.
Love those emails.
He and his family are awesome people. And Kevin Demoff, however, got a lot of heat for this letter. Because a lot of folks, including maybe the season ticket holder who's sitting in this room, felt like it was kind of a white flag being raised by an organization that had followed up their Super Bowl XII season, in which the stars got hurt and the team's stars were being aged out, and it was time to start paying the salary cap credit card. And, you know, Jalen Ramsey gets traded to the Miami Dolphins, and everyone's like, all right, what's up with that? And the letter essentially was talking about how, despite all of the moves that you were seeing in the 2022 season that they endured, they had every intention of competing for the NFC West and making, as Kevin wrote in the letter, a deep playoff run. And that change doesn't mean that we expect to take a step back. They have 11 draft picks in this year's draft, including three in the top 77. And a lot of folks were saying, oh, all right. Okay. It's an interesting CYA letter on March 24th. And here we are, almost at December 24th. And the Los Angeles Rams are, in fact, making, and interestingly enough, making a run with two guys they drafted in the fifth round the last 2 years. So that letter was one big also in Les Snead, we trust, the general manager of the Los Angeles Rams. And look who ran for 1,000 yards this season. A milestone he reached last night with his third consecutive 100-yard rushing game, sixth of the year. Kyren Williams, pick 164 of the 2022 draft out of Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
And this guy, you know, he is really good at the football. And he's the first 1,000-yard rusher the Rams have had since Todd Gurley did it, and nobody saw that one coming. Behind an offensive line that was so banged up last year, you can't even say the words banged up and really have a straight face. That's how bad it was. And Cooper Kupp started this year in injured reserve, another reason why you thought the Rams weren't going to be in the mix this year. And look who had a night last night. Cooper Kupp? His name is Puka Nacua.
Puka.
Now, when Kevin Demoff sent out that letter on March 24th, he's talking about the top 77 picks. He should have talked about the top 177 picks because the 177th pick of the draft was this kid out of BYU. Another fifth rounder. Holy cow.
He's so good.
We were saying yesterday, Puka Nacua is Samoan for catches everything.
Yeah. Always open.
I think it's always open.
Yeah, always open.
Always open.
Here's the deal. He's not always open. He just makes every catch.
He does. He's unbelievable.
Catches everything.
He had...
runs guys over.
9 catches, targeted 11 times, one fewer than Cooper Kupp. 164 yards and the first touchdown of the night, by the way, on a fourth down play. And then when the Rams needed to ice a game, suddenly had made a game in the fourth quarter, they do an end around with Kupp. I mean, that's how they won a Super Bowl, but with Nacua and all behind a defense led by Aaron Donald, who is as good as ever, and an offense quarterbacked by a guy that everybody thought might be washed or didn't want to do it anymore, in Matthew Stafford, who, I must say this, the way he is slinging it, the way he is firing it, the way that he is playing, sidearming it, no looking it, going up top, he looks just like the Super Bowl year, straight up at you, straight up at you. He looks as good as ever. And Calvin Johnson had his record triple crown year with him at the quarterback. Cooper Kupp had his record triple crown year with him at quarterback. And Puka Nacua is threatening rookie receiving records this year with him at quarterback. He is awesome. And McVay dialing it up. They have won every game since their bye, except for the overtime loss in Baltimore, where everybody thought they would just be the Washington Generals to the Ravens Globetrotters in the latest M&T Bank Stadium steamrolling of a non-division opponent. They lost that game in overtime, as we all know, on a walk-off punt. They gave the Ravens everything they could handle. They've won four in a row at home. They've won 5 of 6. They are 8-7.
Ballin'.
And they are going to the Giants next before finishing up at San Francisco, which we'll put a pin in at the moment. But for the moment, this is Sean McVay after the game about his quarterback, the guy who he went to, as we all know famously. He went to Mexico and ran into him, interestingly enough, in Cabo.
By chance.
And then the rest, as we all know, wound up being history. Here he is.
Matthew's done a great job of, you know, being able to distribute the ball, and I think he's playing as good as he's played, Sam. I mean, it's been outstanding. His leadership, he's feeling good, too. I mean, you know, people don't understand injury, but this guy is a stud. He elevates everybody, myself included. And, you know, he's playing outstanding, and I wouldn't want anyone else in the world leading our team than him.
I love it.
Boom.
He's absolutely right. And Sam, I believe, is Farmer, if I'm not mistaken, of the Los Angeles Times. The only guy in the room at the Super Bowl commissioner press conference from day one of NFL Network to about 15 years later, the only one asking a question about when is there going to be a football team in Los Angeles, and everyone is laughing him out of the room.
Yep.
Now there's two of them there, and now it is an equivalency. Thanks to one particular world-famous athlete showing up last night. Just the latest example of what happens when you win in Los Angeles. The stars show up. Shohei Ohtani. Wearing, by the way, 17 is his number.
But
it just happens to be Puka Nacua's also.
But, come on.
Showing up in his New Balance shoes and his dad jeans and his members only jacket or whatever it is. Smile. And yes, the Rams put it. It's Rams House, capitalizing the S-H-O. Rams House.
That's funny.
Okay.
Brockman making fun of me.
It is on.
He had big dad energy yesterday.
It is on and cracking for the Los Angeles Rams right now.
Stars
now, what does this mean? Because, you know, we always talk about what we're seeing, what it means. What this means is, you know, Kevin Demoff said, we're going for the NFC West title. That ship sailed. That's already the 49ers division. They have clinched it already, which means with the NFC East loser, we're assuming, is going to have more than 10 wins. We're assuming. And I think that's a safe assumption. So the 5 seed's out the door. But the 6 seed in the NFC playoffs, the team that is playing the best out of everybody that's been sniffing it for the last few weeks in the hunt, if you will, or in the mix currently in a wild card spot. Because the Saints, in my mind, are now completely out of the wild card race. They better win their division. The Packers have suddenly taken a hit. The Falcons just lost in front of 3 people in Carolina. And the Seahawks just played really well, as we know, okay? But the Seahawks have been swept by the Rams. They're out if they're in a head-to-head with the Rams, who are currently in the 6th spot. And the Vikings, as we all know, with Big Nick energy, good luck to them to get to 10 wins. Because the Rams, I believe, are going to definitely have 9. They're going to go to New York next. All I'm saying is this. Detroit, steel yourself. Gird yourself. Whatever you need to do to get ready for a playoff game on wild card weekend, in your house, which you've been dreaming of for a very long time.
And they've earned it.
And they have earned it. Get ready for the one who's going to walk in the building to prevent a victory and a long playoff run that you've also been dreaming of and have earned the right to dream of it because you're real and it's a real deal. The person who's going to walk into that house is going to be Matthew Stafford. Signed up as the 6 seed. The Lions will wind up as the 3 seed. And get ready for it. Is it possible the Lions wind up the 2 seed? Sure. Is it possible the Rams wind up the 7 seed? Yes. It's going to happen. And the sooner you get ready for it, I think the better. Because that's going to be weird. Because I know Lions fans are thinking, and the Lions themselves are like, we'll take off anybody's kneecap and whatever, and we're ready to go, and we're going to restore the roar. Oh, that's Matt Stafford walking in. Okay. And obviously, Goff has his own reasons to win that game of his own right. Yeah. That will be lit. And I proffer to say, what is that? Is that going to be the Monday nighter to wrap up the weekend? I know the Cowboys Ooh. Might be involved in that wild, super wild card weekend.
Saturday night.
Saturday night. I mean, Fox will be all over that like the proverbial rat on cheese, unless it's possible, you know, they get a Cowboys game, then, you know, all bets are off. And then there's the Monday night window. All I'm saying, and it is going to be lit. Certainly, if the Rams come in off of a win against the 49ers, which is where I would like to finish up this open of this program. Andrew Whitworth of Prime Video was in the house last night, and he was introduced to the fans, who gave him a very nice ovation, and he even grabbed the microphone. Whose house? And he did the whole thing. He was here on Tuesday and said that the Rams have made themselves, after their Super Bowl win, in the same vision and style as the 49ers. You see some of the same, I mean, McVay and Shanahan are from the same coaching tree, right? And so it makes sense, and you see what the division leader, if you will, or the team you need to beat in your division, you feel you need to get past in your division does, and you want to, you know, fashion your roster to do this. And this being is beat them. You take a look at who has an opportunity to beat the 49ers in a, say, divisional playoff game. Who's going to go into their house and beat them? With all due respect, by the way, which means I'm about to be disrespectful to your Cowboys. Get out of here.
Didn't see that.
Do you think they're nervous about that? How about the Eagles? Do you think they would love to have the Eagles show up again and just do, as Michael Irvin would say, give them a spank-a-lanka-lanka?
Spank that.
The Lions are also some team that they might be, you know, eager to have. I would say this. Out of every team that could walk into their house and divisional playoff weekend, the one team I think they would circle and identify is the team they don't want to see, is the one that's walking into their house in week 18. And I think I've asked this question multiple times. If the Niners have a shot to knock the Rams down a peg or potentially even out of the tournament, would they, even if they've settled their one seed business, play their starters against the Rams or rest them? I think they play them. I think they play him, and I think they play him to the hilt, and I think they make sure the Rams don't make it. Because the way that this Rams team is playing right now, take a look at the way that they won the Super Bowl. Okay, with sort of a mixture at running back. Kyren Williams is not a mixture. And then you take a look at how they get Odell towards the end of the season because they knew they needed somebody to the side of the field or on the same field as Cooper Kupp. How does Nacua look to you? And by the way, signed June 12th as a free agent, DeMarcus Robinson, former Raven, and by the way, former Chief. You think the Chiefs would take him back right now? Because he catches the ball when it's thrown to him, with all due respect. Shoot, I should have said that in advance before being disrespectful. Hey, I'm just saying this. They look great, the Rams, and that March 24th letter from Kevin Demoff has aged like one of Stan Kroenke's fine wines, fine bottles of Screaming Eagle. And look out. Fair warning to Detroit. I believe they're coming. Wow.
What a game that could be.
And the 49ers have the Rams in their house week 18. I think they're going to give them a game. like it's do or die for them too. I think that is the case. But I don't think it would knock the Rams out. I think it would just knock them down to the seven seed, which I think the Cowboys or the Eagles would not really want the Rams to come in their house either playing this way because they are playing lights out. Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern for free.